This article appeared in the summer 2018 issue of UU World magazine. Becoming the Religious People We Want to Be, by the Reverend Susan Frederick Gray. As the 2018 General Assembly in Kansas City, Missouri approaches, I am reflecting on the charge that Reverend William G. Sinkford delivered to me during my installation at GA 2017. He said, "Call us to become the religious people we want to be. We have a new chance to move toward beloved community that can be squandered by failure of will or insistence on holding habits that point to our past rather than our future. Call us to a belief in the good news our tradition can offer and our communities can sustain." I may have been the one holding Sinkford's hand during the charge, but I believe his words were meant for all of us. Throughout my first year as president, I have seen Unitarian Universalists taking up this charge, bravely embracing the responsibility of what it means to be a person of faith in dangerous times. I have witnessed people filled with unprecedented energy for what this faith offers. I have seen congregations with hearts on fire for the work of becoming a beloved community and doing justice within and beyond their walls. In North Carolina, the Unitarian Universalist Church of Charlotte is dedicating their full attention to racial and environmental justice with the express purpose of transformation. And congregations everywhere are sharing about the impact of their participation in the Promise and the Practice campaign to fund the commitment to Black Lives of Unitarian Universalism. Their testimonies describe how meaningful the campaign to raise funds for BLUU has been. Together, the UUA donors and congregations have already raised nearly $2.8 million in pledges and gifts toward our goal of $5.3 million. If you have not yet joined this effort, you can find resources at uua.org/giving. At the UUA, we are applying a lens of equity, inclusion, and change to all we do, from our mission and priorities to the budget and finances. We are also using models of shared and collaborative leadership, most prominently in the co-moderators of the UUA board, Mr. Barb Grieve and Elandria Williams, and also with the co-regional leads in the Southern region and the co-directors of the Ministries and Faith Department office. We are committed to the work of the Commission on Institutional Change and moving to implement their recommendations. Now, this is only a beginning. Living into the beloved community also means reckoning with a fuller picture of how racism has lived within Unitarian Universalism. In April, I was in Memphis, Tennessee with the Poor People's Campaign as part of the commemorative events remembering the 50th anniversary of the assassination of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. There, the Memphis Unitarian Church has been telling its part in that history in ways that illuminate the fullness of who we are. It's a history that includes many members who were active in the civil rights movement, including one who printed the iconic "I Am a Man" signs for the sanitation worker strike. But a story less often told is that of the minister at the time who was highly critical of both the civil rights movement and the NAACP. We love to celebrate when we were on the right side of history, when we let our faith and commitment to human dignity and commitment to universalism lead us into the practice of justice. But that is not the whole story, and it is important to be honest about our complicated history, not to bring shame or guilt, but to bring understanding that can inform our faith today. We are in a time of deep challenge and opportunity in our faith. The reality for many is dire, and increasing threats are real. Policies of the state seek to silence, imprison, deport, and even murder people. Our congregations are faced with important questions of how we answer to empire, as well as how to wrestle with how close we have come to beloved community, or how far we still have to go. It is important that we not let the opportunity or the urgency of this moment slip away. Like the theme of this year's GA says, all are called to this work. and I believe we have been readying for it. My hope is that this GA may be one more collective pace forward to becoming the religious people we want to be, the religious people we are called to be. I hope you will join me in person in Kansas City or online, June 20 to the 24th, to experience your calling woven into the wide tapestry of our faith. Yours in love, Susan. This article was written by the Reverend Susan Frederick Gray, President of the UUA. And this is a service provided by the Unitarian Universalist Association, UU World, and Equal Access. This article was read by Don Heimel of DPH Vocalese, a member of First UU Church of San Antonio, Texas.